We're going to tell everyone we are up to page 122, moving on to page 123 today. Zerat Hashem, before that, just going back to one Mishnah Berurah, just to understand a little bit before moving into the halachas of the Maftir and Haftarah, we have just one more thing. In terms of the chashivas of aliyahs, we all know that Shlishi generally is considered, at least amongst, if not the most chashiv aliyah for Yisrael to get. That's dafka only when there's a Kohen and Levi. There's no Kohen and Levi, and therefore Yisrael's going to get Rishon. There really is no chashivas of Shlishi. The point is that it's the first aliyah that Yisrael can get. Over here in the Mishnah Berurah, we have the Smach. He brings down from the Zohar. So that which we know, that also Shishi, that's in the Makor, is found in the Zohar, in Parsha Shlach Lecha over here, Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Lecha, Yoyches, says, Mashinogu, Linkor, Shishi, Bifnei Atzmo, Yish Ktsat Semech Me HaZohar, Shlach Lecha, and that's where, also, therefore, Chassidim Dafka are more Machpet on Shishi, because it comes from the Zohar. The Acharon, Mokrim De Atzmo, the Acharon Chavim, Shemesayim Bo, especially when you're gonna finish, it's Chazak, it's the end of, like, we had this past week, Baruch Hukosai, there is an Indian of Shvi, but Dafka also Shvi on other weeks, because that's the one that is Misayim, the Parsha. Okay, so that's just a couple of things in terms of the Chashivas of which Aliyahs. Now we're ready for Sif Hei, Reish Pei Bei Sif Hei, the bottom of page 122. It says, Im lo nimtza mishi yodei ala hafter, ela echa miotu shalot kos b'tori. Get to the Maftir, now we have to understand. Maftir and Haftarah is the reason why we have like this. Sometime before the Gemara, there was a Gezerah against Klal Yisrael, like happened in many different places, that they were not allowed to read Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, the guy would not allow them to read Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore, yeah, they had nothing else to do, and therefore, they decided they make a takana, and they would call Belial, and they would read from the Nach. They would read from Nach. Okay, and therefore, they couldn't read from the Torah, they would read from Nach. When it was Chazal Adukta, once they were able to read Kriyas HaTorah again, so they didn't want him to vazal the Nach, they didn't want him to vatal the Gamri, not leaving from the Nach, and therefore, they also wanted to have one person read from the Nach. However, they didn't want, Chazal did not want people to think. After it came back to the day, they were reading for the Torah, and Chazal did not want people to think that Nach had the same value as Torah. Oh, we call people up to the Torah, and we call people up to the Nach. Okay, they would think that Sefer Yoshua has the same value as the Torah. And therefore, they were attacking, we still wanted to read from the Haftorah, we still want to read from the Nach. However, we don't want to mashal. Therefore, the person who reads from, that's going to read from the Nach, the person who's going to get the Haftorah, first he has to read from the Torah. First he gets an aliyah on the Torah, and then he reads it to show that it's different, that we don't just read from the Nach. That's the reason why Maftir reads again the aliyah from the Torah. Now, okay, based on that, now we understand, so that's the reason why we have the Haftorah.
Why some poskim said not to get Maftir's book in the Torah?
I don't know anything about bracha l'tala. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says to do. It's not a bracha l'tala. That's a chazal. I don't know what poskim say
something. Shayim said,
"Have to get mafti." It's definitely the pachos should be aliyah. That's definitely it was definitely the original takana was definitely the least chashiv aliyah out of all of them. I'm not sure. So it says the Mechaber over here. So even lo nitsa bishia de'ala haftar. Let's say someone doesn't know the haftarah. It seems to be over here from the Shulchan Aruch, you see, that there was no inyan of one person, the Baal Kori, being motzi, someone who got the aliyah of the maftar. Whoever got the maftar, he would read the maftar and the haftarah. So over here, even lo nitsa bishia de'ala haftar, ala echa miyotum shalul kurs haftarah. The only person the shul knows who knows to do maftar and haftarah is someone who already got the aliyah. Okay, already got an aliyah. He got Shlishi, he got Revi, whatever it might be. He's the only one in the shul who knows to read the haftarah. So what do? Kfar Amar Shel Tzibur Kaddish Achar Kriyas HaParsha. They already did Kaddish after the seven Aliyahs, which you know that's the time to say Kaddish. So what are you going to do? There's no one to call up except for someone who already read for the Torah. Zeh Sherot Lahafter Tzarech Lachzer V'Likros. The person who's going to get the Haftarah, he comes back and he gets called for an Aliyah. He reads again from the Torah. V'Yavarach HaKriyaso Tzchil HaVasof. And he makes of Asher Bachar Bono Asher Nasan Lanu. And the Torah, when he reads, goes ahead and reads the Maftar again. Okay, that's what the Mechaber Paskins over here, when you don't have someone to read the Haftar. Once again, nowadays, even if someone doesn't know, usually the Baal Kori, or someone else who does know, even if he doesn't know how to read out of Klaf, he goes to read out of Tanakh, he goes ahead and Mimosa, but it does not seem like a Pashat thing to do. It's definitely not the Lichatchila way to do it. The Lichatchila is whoever gets a Mam after, he's supposed to read the Haftarah. Says the Roma, Avalim lo Amar Kaddish. But let's say, they finished the seven Aliyahs. They did not say Kaddish yet, and they know the only one who could read the Haftarah is the guy who got Revi. So what do? Yafter Misha Alala Shvi, Imodea. If the person who said got Shvi, so it's a he knows, he's gonna Olalam after also. But if there's someone who else knows the Haftorah, you should not call up someone for a second Aliyah in the second Torah, same Torah, to be Mafter. If someone else in the Beit Knesset knows that to read the Haftorah, who did not get an Aliyah. Okay, that's what you go ahead and do. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Siv Katan Lamed, Im Yodea, Vimashvia In Yodea, let's say the person who got cheated does not know Yodea, Vitzarch Lalos Lamafter Echem Yakodim, as Bechol Gavni Tzarech Lasser B'li Kruzel V'arach V'torosh Shem After, they have to come up again, and they get another bracha on the Mafter. Okay? On the Mafter. Now, this seemed to be a very uncommon halacha up until Corona, like many things that did before. Okay? Why do I say this? Because this is going to be very much connected, like we did at Marein Moreno Rabbi and Rav Nevenzel in his Chatzer, what he did for much of the Corona. Okay? And other shows did the same thing, since he had a problem with Kriyas HaTorah, with Bal Korei and Aliyah, people being too close together. Rav Nevenzel Paskin, that whoever is going to be laning, he's going to get every single Aliyah, all the Aliyahs. You still need Sheva Kurim on Shabbos, 3 Kurim during the week, and therefore the Bal Korei got all 7 Aliyahs. So now what happens? He gets Mafter. A Mafter, you're going to add in another Aliyah? So he says over here, look inside the Mishnah Berurah, Kadin Kav Tes. The Mechaber is talking about a case where you already said Kaddish, and then you realize there's no one else to say the Haftorah. What happens in the case where the person you already read, let's say the guy who had Shvi, he's going to read the Mafter also because there's no one else in the base Knesset to go ahead and do it? Says the Mechaber, when do you say Kaddish? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kadin Kav Tes. Yafter Misha Lokvar. Hainu Shi Yafter Benavi. He's going to be Mafter Benavi. Vein Tzach Lasser Likros the Torah. If he's the guy getting Shvi is going to read the Haftorah, he doesn't have to get another Aliyah for the Mafter. He just read Shvi. So he already got called up for the Torah. He doesn't have to go ahead and get called. Elamashi Karish Bishvi, Basima Parsha. Okay, go, I'll look on the Mafter. What should you read in Shvi? That will be Mafter for the guy who got Shvi. Once again, it was not common up until Corona for this ever to happen. You probably never saw it. That Kaim Alana Mafter, Alamina Milamina Shiva Kalavasivav. Okay, so now, the person, let's say, who got Shvi, he's going to read them after. Or in this case of the Corona, where the Bal Korei got all the Aliyahs, when do you say Kaddish? Okay, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevenzel, Rimiyad, the first day we did it, he said to do like this. Here's the Makor. The Kaddish Yomar Acher Kriyas Haftorah Berech Hosef. When do you say Kaddish? Not after Shvi. There's no Mafter to do it before, between Shvi and Mafter. Generally, we do Kaddish after Shvi. Over here, since the same person who's getting the Aliyah of Shvi is going to do him after, you wait to say the Kaddish after the Haftorah, says the Mishnah Berurah. And that's what we did, Alach L'maisa. Why? What's a Svara? Because generally, you don't want to have a Kaddish be Mafsik between Maftir and Haftorah. They're supposed to be straight. Maftir is going to go with Haftorah. And therefore, we say the Kaddish after Shvi. You call up the Baal Maftir, he reads from the Torah again, and he goes straight into Haftorah after Hagbah. Over here, and you can't do that because the guy who gets Shvi, he's going to read Mafter also. He's not going to get another Aliyah over here. Therefore, after Shvi, you're done. You're going straight to the Haftorah. You don't want to have Kaddish Mafsik between this over here where Shvi is also the Mafter. And therefore, you wait to do a Kaddish only after the Haftorah. Okay, only after the Haftorah. And that's what we did, Halacha L'maisa, based on, this is the Makor over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Hamshech. Let's say you forgot to say Kaddish. Let's say you forgot to say Kaddish. And the Mafter's already Ola. You realize after the person already got the Aliyah of Mafter, you realize you never said Kaddish. You don't say Kaddish after the Mafter. You'll wait to say Kaddish after the Haftorah in order not to be masked between Haftorah and the Mafter and after Birkas HaTorah, correct. After the whole Haftorah is done, after the Birkas HaTorah, then you're going to go ahead and say Kaddish. Okay, so that's what it says over here, what to do, Allah L'mais. Another example he says over here, the Mishnah Berurah goes so extreme, he says over here, not only if you don't have a Bal Korei who knows how to read the Haftorah, but even if he doesn't know how to do it with the right Nigunim, says the Mishnah Berurah, look inside, Siv Katan Kav Zayin, says over here, Mishnah Berurah Kav Zayin, on the top of the page, Vuadim B'Shabbos Shel Chazon. Also, the Dave did applies by Shabbos Shel Chazon. Afilanim Samishi Yodei LaHafter B'Navi. Even if someone knows how to read the trump of Navi, Rak Shelo Yodei LaKonin K'Nahog. He doesn't know how to do it in the Nigan of Eicha, like the Minah is. Gankein Dina Hachi. You should not call him up to do Mafter. Have someone else to do Mafter, even if you already got an Aliyah. Moreno Rabbeinu does point out over here that not everyone holds like this because the sheet of the Gra, the Masa Lekonin, Ledas Gra, Ein Lekonin B'Shabbos, the Minhag of the Gra is not to do Eicha, the tune of Eicha on Shabbos, because it's Avelus Befer Hesir, you're doing Avelus on Shabbos. Anyways, the Minhag, this is one of the places where Minhag Yerushalayim is not like the Gra. Rav Tukachinsky brings down the Luach Eretz Yisrael, yes to Konin, like Eicha, on Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon. What would you do over here, B'dievin? I believe they do like the Gra. I believe they do. They're not Mekonin at the Chorfa. But Rav Nevin tells us we are Mekonin, like Rav Tukachinsky brings down, even though it's not like the Minhag of the Gra. Sivav. Imta Shliach Tzibor V'Sima Parsha. If the Shliach Tzibor makes a mistake, let's say he reads too much. At Shvi, he by accident, at Shishi, he reads Shishi and Shvi. He finishes the Parsha after 6 Aliyahs. What are you going to do? You need 7 Aliyahs on Shabbos. So what are you going to do for the 7th Aliyah? So Yimsim Shliach Tzibor V'Sima Parsha Yim Shishi V'Yamar Kaddish. And he already said Kaddish. Ain't Tzarech Likros Od Acher. You don't have to read. You don't have to call another person up for Shvi. And then do Maftir. Ella Yikra Ima Mafter Masha Kari Mashishi. The mouth, the Baal Mafter, which over here, he'll take the place and he'll do the, like, Kielu, the seventh Aliyah. Okay? The Kaimalan Mafter Ola Luminion Shiva. Dainu, even though we are Machmer for the Shita, that Mafter is not Ola Luminion Shiva, and therefore we do it as like a Kibiachol, an eighth Aliyah, we have seven Aliyahs, plus a Mafter, we could be Somech B'dievit. If you already called up six people, and he already said Kaddish, you could count the Mafter as the seventh Aliyah B'dievit. Okay? He reads just the last three psukim, like we know, like generally hold a mafter, and that's what we go ahead and do. Now,
1 second, as you can give to a kid, the place where they give a kid
before. Right, in this case, it would be more problematic for a kid to be Ola Lamafter because he can't be, according to the Machver, that they're not Ola Lamin and Shiva, then correct, they would not be correct. Right. Mishnah Berurah says, "See, Kadosh Lamigil, ain't Tzarech Likros." So it's a Lomar. She ain't Tzarech Likros Od Shvi Milvad Amafter. You don't have to read another Aliyah Hashvi except for the Mafter. Da'acharei Shamer Kaddish B'Sima Parsha. Ain't no Kori Acher Kach LeRak L'Shem Mafter Levad Kemosh Rogel Tamid Acher Kaddish. Like we normally do after Kaddish, call the Mafter. He reads three Pesukim. Generally, it's not counted as one of the Shiva Kruim. In this case, we would call it V'Hu Yeh Olamin and Shiva. Avali Nisker Kodem Shomer Kaddish. What happens if he reads the end of the Parsha? And they say, oh, we don't have any more, but he didn't say Kaddish in this case. What do you do? As Tzarech Likros Acher L'Shvi, Mimasha Karakvar. Even though we don't like to repeat what you already said, we'll call up a Shvi, another person, and he'll read again what we just read for Shvi just before. V'yisema Parshim Ovi Yomer Kaddish, then he'll say Kaddish after Shvi. V'acher Yachar Likros, Eze Psukim L'Master, Kamo Shiragel Tamin. So in this case, you would end up reading the same thing three times. This guy at Shishi, he by accident finished the Parsha. He finished the Parsha. The second guy, you're going to call up for Shi, because he didn't say Kaddish. He'll read the end of the Parsha. And then you're going to call up him after Kaddish, like we are generally. No. Let's finish off the Kara Parsha. If someone reads the Parsha at Shachris and Shabbos, and he skips a pasuk, or for that matter, the Mishnah points out, he skips even a word. Okay, or he changes one word and you realize, well, you have to read the whole parsh. If the whole parsh is not read and there was a real mistake made, says over here, Chose v'kori hu shnaimi mo. You, even if they put the Sefer Torah back, even if David Musaf, you would have to take the Sefer out again, and you have to read that puzzle again. Vafili hifter is Paolo Musaf, Choser v'kori. Okay, what's going over here? He says over here, you have to take out the Torah, read the pasuk you skipped, or the pasuk with the word you skipped, plus another two psukim, because you need at least three psukim could be considered an aliyah. You would call someone up to the Torah with brachas, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Samuel. If it's called in Lamed Vav, v'yivarech lefanel, ula acharel gimel psukim. You would el ola some to the Torah. You would read three psukim. He says, v'afil hifter, v'pal musaf chazer kar. Even if you did the Torah, they already daven musaf and they realize there was a mistake made. They take the Sefer Torah out again and read those psukim once again. Ad kan for today.